It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, and you might find this hard to believe, but it really seems like 2020 is coming to an end.
Woohoo!
With me to mark this amazing occasion of this year that has taken a decade to pass is Michelle Cobb. She's the publisher of Audiophile Magazine. Michelle, did you ever think we'd make it?
I was starting to wonder.
Oh, anyway, so New Year's Eve, here we are. What are you going to recommend for us?
We Keep the Dead Close, written and read by Becky Cooper.
Okay. And what is that about?
All right. This is for folks out there that like true crime, just like me, mm-hmm. but sometimes, like me, get frustrated when the killer is not revealed. So here, we're going to learn who actually committed the murder.
Oh, okay. So we know that going in. That's good.
So the central crime is this 1969 murder of Jane Britton, who was a graduate student at Harvard University. And one day she doesn't show up for an exam, and her boyfriend checks on her and finds her dead in her apartment. And yes, it's fairly bloody.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's important to me. This took place when?
1969.
Wow. Okay. So all these years later, the crime has been solved?
Yes. Many years later. So fast forward to 2009, when our author narrator is a student at Harvard, and she hears very casually about this unsolved murder that may have involved a professor at the university. And the murder kind of has become a legend, and there's supposedly a murder file that is passed down from archaeology student to archaeology student.
Oh my God.
So ultimately, the author becomes what I might describe as obsessed. And this book is her going through every tiny detail of Jane's story and taking us down all these potential killer paths while she's also kind of telling us about herself and her own story.
You know, I'm not typically a fan of true crime, but this seems very interesting to me. First of all, I really do like obsession. But then I love the idea of this file being passed down throughout the years.
Yes, and the ideas and the you know, sort of tracking of this case. That makes it super intriguing.
So does she work with the police? Does she work on her own?
It's a bit of both. And you don't want to know too many details so that you don't know, you know, who the murderer is going in.
And she's the narrator as well as the writer. And she got an Earphones Award, so that's pretty cool, right?
She did. And, you know, I always find having an author narrator who is not a professional is a bit of a trade-off because this is partly Becky Cooper's story, so it makes sense to hear it in her voice. We might not get the range of performance and subtlety that we would get with someone like a January Lavoie, but it's quite good.
Well, let's hear a little. Set this up.
So this is the moment that Jane has not shown up for that exam and her boyfriend Jim goes to find her in her Cambridge apartment.
Okay, and this is back in 1969.
Correct.
This is We Keep the Dead Close, written and read by Becky Cooper.
Jim started the 15-minute walk from the museum to Jane's apartment, a four-story walk-up a short block past the square on a side street that connected Mount Auburn Street to the Charles River, where John F. Kennedy Park would eventually sit. Her address, 6 University Road, was one of 5 entrances to a red brick and limestone building known as the Craigie. It took up a full square block and was commissioned by Harvard in the late 1890s to provide a less expensive housing option for students. The suites were small, but the building was full of lovely touches. Natural wood trim, a large courtyard, and corner bay windows. Over the years, however, particularly as Harvard's housing system developed and provided undergraduates with on-campus accommodations, the building had fallen into disrepair. The surrounding area had also deteriorated. It became a kind of no man's land of Harvard Square.
Wow, so the scene is set.
The scene is set, and then you get to jump forward many years, and eventually, about 50 years after the murder, the crime is solved.
Is the murderer still alive?
Well, I don't want to tell you that. Then you might know who it is as you're listening.
I hope the murderer is still alive. That's all I'm going to say. That deserves a wow. That deserves a listen, if nothing else. Okay, that is We Keep the Dead Close, written and read by Becky Cooper. Thanks, Michelle. That's a good recommendation.
Well, I hope you enjoy it when you listen.
Thank you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow in 2021.
Yes.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Oasis Audio, publisher of Dust, the first in the new Heirs of Neverland series, a dark and dramatic take on the classic story of Peter Pan. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.